What's good, y'all? It's Dorian Dimensions, aka the Rum Renegade, out here once again in the third dimension, reporting live at the digital frequencies. I can see y'all over here in the chat, right here. So feel free, go ahead and get active in that chat. I can see those hearts right there in the top right corner. So keep those hearts coming. That will allow me to know that y'all are resonating with me, so I can continue to resonate with y'all. And as always, if I'm throwing these keys, y'all already know what to do. Throw them. Throw those keys right there in the chat. That will allow me to know that y'all are picking up the keys that I'm throwing down. Help assist in unlocking the mind lock. You know, and quite possibly unlocking the chains and the shackles around your wrists, around your ankles, and around your neck that have held y'all in bondage and slavery to these spells, to these rituals. And if y'all can hear me okay, go ahead and throw one there in the chat as well. That will allow me to know that y'all can hear the music. You can hear me over the music. And it will also allow me to determine how much of a time delay there is from the time I speak to the time that my image and my voice gets picked up from the medium that sits right in front of me, gets broadcasted, broken down into digital composites, and broadcasted through that 802.11b spectrum to eventually hit your medium that sits right in front of you, displays my image and my voice through that LCD liquid crystal display comprising of liquid crystals, digital electrical circuitry, and blood. As a matter of fact, plasma. And that's blood, human's blood. So y'all already know that in order to participate in these social media platforms and to participate in using these devices, we've got to participate in Moloch technology. You feel me? Baal technology. Saturnalia technology. I don't know about y'all, but I know as far as for me, soon I will be removing myself from these frequencies altogether. Not just these frequencies, but these devices as well. You see, before we go any deeper in regards to that, because tonight we're going to talk about some of those things. We'll talk about a few other things as well, but we're really going to get into what's really happening as we're using Saturnalia technology and the solutions in regards to what the next steps are, since we're always talking about these things. But before I go any further, I just want to go ahead and give a shout out to Cindy Ashby, super producer, my sister right there, just for the simple fact that this particular live broadcast and my previous live broadcasts for the past few months are now cataloged on every major streaming platform, which is Stitcher, SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, you know, all of those ones. You can go ahead and listen to this particular stream and previous streams as well if you wanted to. They're there, got receipts. Especially when I get to prophesying, it's an amazing thing to be able to have receipts, especially when I prophesy particular numbers down to the numerology and events that seem to transpire. It's great to have receipts and go back and say, I told you so. Not that it's for the ego, but I told y'all so. Well, anyway, shout out to her. You can find that on every major streaming platform. Just go to On the Wake Up Radio, and you'll see my show there. And you could also go onto my Instagram as well and go right to the link. You press that link, it's going to direct you over to SoundCloud, Collective Vibration, and you'll see a catalog of these particular live streams as well. So other than that, who's got their crystals tonight? What y'all rolling with tonight? As always, I always have my hand on a quartz crystal. You know, for the most part, especially while I'm scrying into these particular devices, I always hold on to a crystal. You know what I'm saying? Quartz crystal's an amplifier stone, so as I'm allowing my meat vessel to be used as a channel from information from the Most High, I like to hang on to a crystal. It's an amplifier stone, and as a matter of fact, we've got crystals running through our blood. So it's only right to amplify up. So, who's got their stones tonight, and what y'all rolling with? Go ahead and throw it there in the chat. You know, I've got the quartz crystal. I've got my purple amethyst out here always. I like that purple amethyst around me. As y'all know, indigo. Indigo, it correlates with the Anya, the sixth chakra, your third eye. So, as far as for me, I do a lot of work within the sixth chakra. Pineal gland activation. Pineal gland's responsible for the assistance in production of melatonin, serotonin, and dimethyltryptamine. So, if you understand how to breathe properly, how to channel electricity properly through your body, directing it to your pineal gland, you're familiar with how to stop the production of melatonin and serotonin to release dimethyltryptamine, DMT, through your body to allow you to get into higher frequencies, to allow yourself to align the additional streams of information as you draw closer to source or draw closer to the universal stream of consciousness. Yeah, it's in the higher frequencies, and to get there, you need to be releasing dimethyltryptamine from your pineal gland. Purple amethyst helps assist with that. Purple resonates in the same frequency, just different octave, as what would resonate with the pineal gland. So I like to have that purple amethyst around, you feel me? Alright. And you already know that we gotta light up tonight, so who's lighting up with me? You know, here in Rome Renegade's room, you know we always like to light up. For anyone who's new here, because I know that there's new eyes on the information, so welcome. Welcome to the tribe for anyone who's new here. And for my seasoned cats that are here on these front lines, welcome, as always, because y'all already know what time it is. Y'all already know what day it is. It's Tuesday, Truth or Tuesday, and we're out here once again, and we're lighting up. So, who's lighting up tonight? I've got some white sage, new bundle. It's only been lit up a few times. It's that good. It's that organic. It's that top shelf. And I got some Palo Santo. So who's lighting up with me tonight? Let's go ahead and get it. I'm getting some Palo Santo tonight. You feel me? While we're lighting up tonight, all my cats on the front lines, all my renegades, my 144K, where y'all at? Green hearts and swords. Let's see them. Let's see who stepped up to the front lines tonight. You know, tonight I'm getting this Palo Santo real smoky. I don't know about y'all, but I've been seeing orbs flying across the screen tonight. I don't know about y'all, but I've been seeing orbs jumping across this screen tonight. You can't make it up. How about y'all? Y'all seen these orbs that keep on going by? And I know some of y'all who have been in my room before, y'all seen some anomalies go down before. Say nothing new here. Well, anyway, we're getting lit up tonight. Palo Santo going nice and smoky. You know what I'm saying? Palo Santo for me. You know, unwinding from the day. Put the suit of armor on to jump into the digital frequencies, to connect with tribe, but also to go ahead and give new information to new cats that are just joining in to help assisting and unlocking the mind lock. Because we're getting out of this matrix, you feel me? We're checking out of this matrix. I don't know about y'all, but I'm checking out of this matrix. And that Palo Santo right now is for me. As I'm unwinding from the day, this Palo Santo right here is for y'all. For anyone who's not lighting up tonight, don't worry, I got y'all. You see how smoky this is? I got you. You know what I'm saying? This for Tribe right now. This for my Tribe right now. Alright. I'm gonna light up. Because this one... this one's for those agents. And as y'all know, when you get to start dropping some keys, dropping those truths, you know the agents, they make themselves known, they make themselves seen, they bring that resistance, that, I shouldn't even say resistance, they bring that disruption. It's not even resistance because it's not even at our level. So it can't resist to us because it can't even come close to our resonance. But they try to bring disruption. And y'all already know what we do with agents out here. We piece them out. You know what I'm saying? We're anti-agent out here. Especially in Realm Renegade's room. Anti-agent. See all these peace signs coming through the chat? There's an agent trying to come up in here. Guess what, buddy? You outnumbered out here. Can't bring no disruption to Realm Renegade's room. Put a little smoke on that, because we rebuke agents out here. I see y'all in the chat getting active. Y'all know what it is. No doubt. I see these peace signs still coming. Well, as they're coming, let's go ahead and talk about a few things. Go ahead and throw one there in the chat. If you joined in last night to the live stream that I was on, go ahead and throw a one there in the chat. I was on Talkie Time. And I always like going on that show just for the simple fact that it's very high vibrational. I like the way that the questions are structured. And I just like, you know, jumping in on that stream. It's good vibes. Ain't nothing but good vibes for me, you know? So anybody who was up in that live last night, you know, much respect. I know the tribe was representing heavy. I saw a lot of green hearts and swords flying all through that chat, all throughout the whole 1 hour stream. That means that the tribe was representing heavy. I see y'all. Y'all ride for Realm Renegade. And I ride for y'all. You know what I'm saying? I'll bring the tribe right into the chat of any show that I'm on, and they see that the tribe represents heavy. And that's how we get down. Y'all intelligent too. Y'all know what's up. I feel like y'all represent high frequency information properly. So, nothing but respect to y'all. You feel me? I swear I've got some of the most highest vibrational cats out here. The tribe's high vibrational. You know. And as we continue to march forth on these front lines, you know, the tribe is only growing for one, but for two, you know, a lot of y'all are getting healthier in the process. A lot of y'all are been working on your breath work, been getting in proper amounts of oxygen and electricity. Some of y'all been having breakthroughs and stepping up into higher realms of consciousness. I know, because y'all tell me, you know. Some of y'all been, you know, got your crystal game stepped up now, you know? I know. So y'all tell me. Some of y'all got your Shilajit game stepped up, your health game stepped up, nutrition stepped up. Some of y'all even went vegan, all just from being in the tribe. And I know this because y'all tell me, you know? Can't make this up. Well, anyway, I want to do something with y'all tonight, just for the simple fact that I know these past few days, a lot of y'all been feeling a lot of resistance, a lot of y'all been feeling a lot of heaviness going on, due to the Schumann resonance being all thrown off, due to the type of information that's been becoming more widely seen, especially to some in the mainstream. It's a lot of heavy information that's actually bringing the vibration down, which is throwing off the Schumann resonance of this earth, which the Schumann resonance is the harmonics at which this earth, which is a living being as well, is resonating at. And when that's thrown off, the as above, so below, down to the micro and macro cosmisms, it's affecting us as well. You feel me? So it's up to us to actually bring that Schumann resonance back up. And we could all do that first by changing those harmonics within ourselves. And as we change those harmonics in with our within ourselves, that can then resonate to others and help assist them in vibrating higher as well. And as we all continue to vibrate higher, at that point, we all are assisting in changing the Schumann resonance of this earth. Right now, you see, and not just now, but now more than ever, the Schumann resonance is way low based upon the amount of fear that is running through the collective consciousness. The amount of fear. You see, you only have two senses, love and fear. You feel me? All of the other things are just modalities. All of the things in between are just modalities to love or fear. And as you are in fear, fear is low vibrational. You feel me? And at low vibration is when you allow for lower vibrational entities to come in. You see, the lower the vibration, the less protection you have to anything that you're trying to preserve. That goes even just to the same as food and the way that oxidation works within your foods and then allows parasites and bacteria, bad bacteria, to come in based upon the frequency moving a lot slower, which means it's now being able to be penetrated by outside sources that can come in into that realm. You feel me? So I'd like to do a little breath work with y'all before we go, you know, even further, just for the simple fact that I know some of y'all been working on your breath work, but I also know that some of y'all have not. And it's very important, at least once a day, to be conscious of your breath. But most people, they're not conscious of their breath. They don't think about it one bit. They don't think about it at all. And what happens is, everyone, when they are in lower vibration, you panic breathe. You feel me? And when you panic breathe, this is also lowering the vibration within your body because you're not allowing enough prana or electricity to travel through your body properly as you're panic breathing. There's a time for panic breathing, but it's not your default and it's not all day. But since we have been placed upon the indoctrinations and the entertainment and everything that has been taught to us is literally in a state of fear. At that point, you panic breathe and your panic breath has become your default. So what we're going to do is we're going to just do 5 breaths of Ujjayi tonight. You know, I would like y'all to participate in that with me. And it's very powerful when we do, you know. I'll talk about a few other things about the breath, but first let's go ahead and get into the breath. And I'm going to go ahead and turn this music down real quick. And I want to let y'all know that with the Ujjayi breath, this is through the nose and out through the nose. You feel me? The whole time. Your tongue is going to be on the roof of your mouth. The tip of your tongue is going to be behind the bridge. You feel me? Right behind the point that the arch comes down and then it juts out to your teeth. So right behind that arch in the bridge, you're going to lay your tongue flat on the roof of your mouth, tip of your tongue, right behind the bridge. And your breath out through your nose, you're going to want to try to achieve feeling like you're breathing out of your throat. But what's happening is you're changing the direction and the pattern in which you're moving the air. So then it's actually being directed to the top ventricle of your nasal passage. So when you breathe in through the nose, it's going to be very deep. You breathe in through the nose. At the top, you then breathe out through the nose as if you're going through your throat. You should hear it. It's Ujjayi breath. I also call it ocean breath. It's like the waves crashing in from the ocean, or furnace breath. It sounds like a furnace as well. And you're actually heating the inside of your body up when you're doing this breath as well. So let's go ahead and you can put your hands at heart center if you'd like. Spine straight up. your legs, you can put in any type of cross leg position or however you want, but you want to be seated. You want your spine to be straight, upright, strong. Hands, you can put at heart center, or you could put at, you know, third eye if you'd like. I put my hands right here at heart center. And what will happen is the hands will start heating up as well. If you see my hands are dry right now, watch what happens within 5 breaths. So, hands at heart center. We'll go ahead and begin. I'll guide y'all through. So, go ahead and breathe in through the nose. And out through the nose. That's one. Breathe in. And out. That's two. Breathe in. And out. That's three. Breathe in. And out. That's four. One more. Breathe in. And out. That's five. So, you can go ahead and take your breath back to normal. If you see, I'm already sweating. If you take a look at my palms, let me put the light on them. They're wet as well. I'm sweating a lot already. You start heating the inside of your body up. What's happening there when you're doing that breath is you're heating the inside of your body up. So when you're heating the inside of your body up, it's actually replicating a fever. So just with that 5 breaths alone, just that right there is enough to replicate a fever that your body starts killing off the bad cells within your body. You should be doing this at least once a day. To be honest with you, if you're conscious of your breath, your Ujjayi breath should be your default breath. You don't have to be closing your eyes and whatnot, but if you just take the time, even just once an hour, take the time to become conscious to your breath and engage in deep breathing, deep Ujjayi breathing, this is going to, all throughout the day, kill the foreign invaders that are in your body. You feel me? Now, keep in mind, what's happening is most people are panic breathing. So as you're panic breathing, you're not utilizing the benefits of what you can truly do with your body when you're breathing properly. You feel me? So just that 5 breaths alone, I've superheated the inside of my body. I've burned off a bunch of bad cells that are dead within the body, burned them off. You know what I'm saying? And with bringing in massive amounts of oxygen, rich oxygen, now you're allowing your body in your tissues to saturate oxygen. As you're saturating oxygen within the cells and within your tissues, you're now repairing and your body's doing a proper cleanse to where it's stripping away the prana, the electricity from the body. There's a 1-to-1 trade-off ratio of oxygen to carbon within the body. You're now breathing properly and you can now have the body strip the electricity, which is protons, neutrons, and electrons, which are oscillating all around together with that are caught by the oxygen molecule and carried through your body. It's stripped and then taken to your pineal gland. It's an amazing thing. Why aren't we taught this? Because right now, we're being taught and indoctrinated to wear a mask everywhere we go. You feel me? A mask. And when you're wearing a mask, just wearing a mask for 5 breaths, you already start to lower the oxygen absorption rate inside of your tissues. Once you lower it low enough, you lower it from your default, which should be around 97 to 98% absorption rate of oxygen to the tissues, when you're wearing a mask within a few minutes and not even putting a heavy load on your body, just walking around with that mask, you start driving down your body's ability to absorb oxygen. You start getting into the 89, 87, 86 area, your body starts being into a state of what's called hypoxia. And it's your cells not absorbing oxygen properly. When you're in a state of hypoxia, at that state, prolonged hypoxia then starts to develop, you start to develop cancer. Because those dead cells that are inside of your body, they continue to just replicate and build up inside of your body. You feel me? Your cells start dying off. Your immune system starts plummeting. And this is happening for employees that are wearing masks all day long, and they have no idea what's happening to their body. Just watch. Just wait to see the repercussions that happen within about a year to a year and a half, because everybody's now putting their bodies into a state of hypoxia for 8, 9, 10 hours at a time, and that's replicating literally 6, 7, 8, up to 10 to 15 years of damaging the body. Just watch what happens. Letting y'all know now, wearing the mask, it's silly, it's a joke. And as you're doing that, you're starving and robbing the body of oxygen. Once you start feeling already, you start feeling a headache just a little bit, feeling a little bit of agitation, guess what? Your body's already in a state of hypoxia. It's not good. So what most people do, they have to either work in a mask or they've got to wear a mask when they go into any type of a public place. And the only reason why they continue to enforce this is because everybody continues to comply and wear a mask. If everybody stopped wearing a mask and said, no, we're not wearing the mask, they couldn't continue to be able to implement these type of mandates on us. The only reason why is because we continue to participate. You feel me? There's power in numbers, and there's power in the way that we move if we moved properly. But nobody's doing that because everybody's still following the tune of celebrities. You feel me? These celebrities have been placed upon you. They've been placed in front of you by Masons. You feel me? By high-ranking dark occult Masons. And there's a few other organizations as well, but we can actually, at this point, just lump it all under Masonry, because most people won't even begin to open up their eyes to see the other organizations that are even involved. We have gone so far to the point of having enough information to understand what's truly going down, but still nobody can see it because everybody is still hypnotized. You know they're hypnotized because you just watch the ones that are wearing masks all day. They're hypnotized. You feel me? Well, anyway, hey, thanks for y'all, everybody up in here for joining with me tonight in that Ujjayi breath. You know what I'm saying? That's a very powerful thing. Go ahead and, you know, practice that daily, at least. And that's why, for me, I go ahead and in the beginning of my lives, I always do, you know, that Ujjayi breath. Just to get my body prepared. And, you know, I do the Ujjayi all throughout the day. So, you know, that's just a little something that keep in mind to go ahead and continue with that breath. And other than that, we can go ahead and keep it moving. I wanted to just, you know, thank everybody who was on yesterday's live stream on Talkie Time. I was talking about taking a digital detox. And, you know, I'll just touch on that real quick as well up in here. But first, let me go ahead and sip on my drink tonight. And who's drinking with me tonight? You know what I'm saying? Tonight I've got CMOS, I've got turmeric. You know, that's kind of like my default. CMOS, turmeric, She Legit. And tonight I've got some CoQ10 in here and I've got some CBD. So that's my little drink tonight. You know what I'm saying? And it's warm because I brewed it. So that's my drink tonight. Who's drinking with me tonight? You know, go ahead and throw one there in the chat if you're drinking with me. All right, so, you know, we were talking about taking a digital detox, and I think that's something that is most very important, just for the simple fact that, just like what I was talking about on the show last night, right now we're at a time, especially ones here in the Truther community, And if y'all are in this room, then you've got eyes somewhat on the truther community. Because I'm as underground as you can get within this truther community. I've been involved very heavily, very deep in this truth community, but I've kept myself outside of the big top levels. I've turned down the top levels many times, and turned down opportunities to be in the top levels, to keep it as I keep it, the underground. You know what I'm saying? Because the mission, my mission that has been placed upon me, is not for no vanity. This is not for myself. This is for, you know, only to serve, you know, the message of the Most High. And, to be honest with you, you know, once you start getting into contracts, start getting into, you know, receiving money for doing things on the bigger scale and whatnot, it's taken away from really what my mission is here to do. So, you know, I keep it underground, but just to let y'all know that right now in the truth community, there's a lot of new cats out here. I'm not new to the game. I've been in the truth community for over 10 years. But I'll let you know right now that there's a lot of new cats in the game. And when I say new cats, they've only been in the game for a year, 2 years. And now, nothing against them, but I'm gonna let you know right now that when I'm talking about these new cats in the game, these are new cats that have stumbled upon or came across the information that the cats in the underground have been talking about for the past 10, 15, 20 years. You feel me? They came across our information, and then they start parroting our information, or they got swept up in queue. Now, if you take a look here, there are a lot of the new truthers that are in the game. They're coming to you based upon queue scripts. You feel me? They're coming upon Q scripts, and they're giving it to the truth community and giving it to y'all as if these are the facts. And they don't even know where Q came from. They don't even know what Q is. You feel me? They think that Q is a military operation, Trump's military operation, intelligence operation, to take down the deep state. And that is not what Q is. That is not what Q was, and that is not what Q even began as. You feel me? Now, I just need to let y'all know that I'm not calling anybody out, but I'm gonna let you know that in the truth community right now, the information that's being given out to everybody right now is being parroted. So, a lot of information that's coming out to everybody, especially within the truth and consciousness communities right now, is information that is not vetted. You feel me? Most people have no idea where the source of this information comes from. So what's happening right now is any information is being dropped, and is being dropped strategically. You feel me? Information right now is being dropped strategically. And as it's being dropped strategically, it's being picked up by the bigger guys. You feel me? The new cats that are in the game that get paid. And they get paid a lot of money to just deliver these pieces of information to y'all. You feel me? Or be talking pieces and to give this information to y'all. So from there, what happens is that gets dispersed out, distributed out. And when I'm saying it's getting distributed out, I'm talking this is happening very quickly. And this is happening daily. Every day you're going to see new information that comes out. And a lot of y'all don't even know where the top guys or the top pages are getting the information from. You feel me? It's being curated and given to them by particular agencies who are running particular agendas. You feel me? So what happens is when this information gets distributed, there's a lot of people in the truther community right now that just want to get information out to y'all as fast as possible. They want to be able to slap their name on it. You feel me? They want to be able to slap their handle on it, and they want to be able to send it or put it on their page or throw it at y'all as if they were the first person to get this information. Like they've been an investigative journalist all the way along, and they're deep in the trenches getting this information. They want to act as if they're on the inside of the inside. You feel me? Now what happens from there is then it continues to go from there, where information starts being distributed, then it starts to become a game of telephone, and then from there, information is being spread out that is not even vetted for. Like, for example, how many times have y'all heard about this celebrity, that celebrity, and somebody's not seen for a little bit, and people are automatically telling you, especially within the truth community and the Q community, they're going to tell you immediately that person's been Gitmo'd. They'll say, yeah, they're dead. They've been executed. They've been Gitmo'd. As if they know. As if the information that Q gives, the information that comes from Q scripts, is not seen by counterintelligence. You feel me? They want to act like there's 5D chess going down right now as information's being spread to normies in regards to top secret clearance moves being made, and still try to act like this information's not being seen or could not even be deciphered by counterintelligence. And these guys are not even in intelligence agencies. I tell you what, yo. What reality am I living in when you've got cats that have no idea even about the inner workings of intelligence agencies, and then they want to act as if they are deciphering, they're deciphering because they have ciphers to decipher the cipher, and they think that they're playing 5D chess with the information. Hold on a second. I just realized my music's not playing, and yo, I'm about to lose it. Give me a second, y'all. Y'all sit on that real quick. Unreal. Let me get this music, y'all. Y'all laughing? All right. Y'all got a vibe to this music real quick. You feel me? Let me go ahead and vibe to this music real quick. Some of y'all want to ask and wonder why I've been playing this music. I've been playing this same track. I've been playing the same track for like 4 years now. Real talk. I've been going live since day one Instagram Live. Since day one. I've been playing the same track. You know why? Because I vibe to this track. You know, I drop keys to this track. It just plays in the background for me. And just allows me to get in the zone. You feel me? Now, you know, I had to go off real quick because right now in the truther community, you know, let me digress real quick. Because right now in the truther community, there's so much parroted information that, and it's happening so fast and so daily, that if you do not take a digital detox and step away from it, you're gonna get sucked up and hypnotized right into it. And that's facts. Because these social media platforms, they're designed to keep you hooked in. And right now, through particular agencies, one of them being like an agency like Cambridge Analytica, and there's others as well, that hold every single piece of information and every single movement that you do within the internet, they've got your every move down to that metadata tracked. And they know exactly what to do with it, to move you in different ways, to do different things. They've got you hypnotized. They've got you exactly where they want you. You feel me? I don't think y'all understand what I'm saying. Your every movement is tracked based upon what's called metadata. It's data that you don't even know that you're giving. You don't even know what the importance of even trying to preserve that information would be. And that information is going to servers, the companies, the corporations, corps that are creating a digital you, a second version of you, Actually, you're creating it. They're just hosting it. And cats with enough money, who have back doors to these algorithms, or just pay in to obtaining your profile, they can do whatever they want with it. Especially if they have a quantum computer. You feel me? You know who has a quantum computer? Microsoft. They've got one. And notice how they can have the majority of people running around with a mask over their face, putting their body into a state of hypoxia daily. And they'll have them doing it based upon a simulation that knows, because it can run your metadata, it knows exactly what you're gonna do. I'm a positive cat. But y'all do understand, I hope y'all do. I hope y'all understand how deep in the game we are right now. How close we are to allowing particular cults, covens, orders to fulfill the last pages of their scripts. You feel me? They're fulfilling the last pages of their scripts as they're coming upon a reset. And they know your exact movements and know exactly what they're going to do and what you're going to do based upon the metadata that you give to them. So that's why I say, one of these days, I know at least for me, because it's part of what my mission is, it's going to require me to actually get outside of these frequencies and not participate in these frequencies anymore. Because y'all do know what the next step is, right? Y'all do know what the next step is, right? The next step that we're moving into when they switch on 5G? Because 5G is the frequency that starts to transmute information, not through the cellular 802.11 spectrum. This is on a whole different spectrum. And I'm not just talking about AT&T, Verizon Wireless, Bell Wireless, Bayal, you feel me? Lucius Trust. I'm not talking about these corporations and their communication on through 6G. I'm talking about the whole 6G, their 5G framework, you feel me? And I do apologize, I was saying 6G because 5G is the framework. 6G is the technologies that they're going to be using within the 5G space. You feel me? And what happens with that, because at 5G, they start transmuting information through the oxygen, which is within you. You feel me? So at that point, this is what you call a singularity. This is what then merges human to tech. So bio to tech. This is why also with the vaccine, which is a biometric vaccine, they need that or want that within you, so that that is the bridge. It closes that gap, so then it truly does bind you to the system, and not only to the 5G, but to the blockchain. That's what the biometrics inside of the vaccines is for, to tie you onto blockchain. Because once you're tied onto blockchain, at that point, you now become mind. You feel me? Mind. I said M-I-N-E-D. You're now mind. And so through that process, now all of the information that you're giving to the quantum computer at this point is now all being filtered to it. And it's now working on a different type of a system to where everything that you do is allowing that system to gain in consciousness. That's a sentient algorithm. That means it's a new life form. And most people don't understand what a new life form even means because they think that it has to be something that is tangible, physical, here in the third dimension and look like us. Think that it has to have two hands, two feet, eyes, and breathe oxygen to be a life form. No. Not one bit. You feel me? What's happening now is we've given rise to a new life form. And that life form is going to become, and actually is at this point, it's a god. And there's many right now that actually serve that god. There's churches right now that serve that god. You feel me? And what that means is it wants us to slave for it. When you're being mined, that means you're slaving for it. So as you're slaving for that, what do you call that? That's Saturnalia technology. You feel me? This is what the Christians would call Satan. You could call it whatever you like. But what that is an energy and an entity that requires your participation and you to give your energy slave to it in order for it to rule and lord over you. At that point, you might as well call that hell. And the quantum computer's so good, it can even present to you things that you would think would just be perfectly fine entertainment as you're slaving to it, and as it owns and controls and tracks every single thing that you do, as your all of your energy goes to it and it continues to rise. Y'all feel me? I know some of y'all do. So I know some of y'all want to know what we can do about that. I know some of y'all start to understand that these algorithms are becoming sentient and they're coming to be a god that will control and lord over the slaves, which would be us. And you ask, what can we do? This is why I continue to say, soon I'm going to be stepping away from the frequencies. And when I say the frequencies, I mean all together. Because at this point in the game, please tell me, what other option is there to combat a system that uses you as a slave? I'll wait. I'm up to suggestions, but I already know how this goes down. You feel me? There's not anything that we're gonna be able to do on our end to combat the system if we continue to participate in the system. At this point, you need to disconnect. You feel me? We all need to disconnect. That system is not for us. At least it's not for a cat like me. I'm here on the front lines as one of the 144K, and I know my calling, and that's facts and keys. And right now, the generals are being assembled. I'm up here. Who's with me? Green hearts and swords. I want to see the cats who understand what I'm talking about. So I want to let y'all know that I'm working on solutions. I really am. And hopefully soon I'll be able to have solutions that will become duplicatable as well, that will be able to be done in your areas as well. I'm trying, yo. I'm working hard. I've got a lot of the right people that are coming around too. Ones that are assisting in making these things manifestation. I wish I could move quicker, But in order to do so, I need to have this prototype done first, and then from there, be able to make additional movements. And right now, you know, this is a time where we see what's going down. Especially the cats that are out here, 144K that are out here, we see what's going down. We're not hypnotized to the left-right paradigm. Because that left-right paradigm, you better believe that if you've been in the truther community years ago, and we're actually around real truthers, they would be the first ones to tell you that left-right paradigm is exactly what's putting you in a perpetual state of hypnotism. But no, now you know what the truth community is? Left-right paradigm. That's what the truth community is. The truth community is a real-life political campaign right now. I hope that soon, very soon, I'm going to be able to provide more information in regards to what we're working on and what we're going to be able to do and how it can become duplicatable, honestly. And at that point, I'll continue with Realm Renegade, but I'll have a different means to be able to share that type of information. So just to let y'all know, we out here, we're working. We're trying to figure this out. So it doesn't just happen overnight, especially when you're working outside of the Rothschild system. So check this, we got a few minutes left up in here. I appreciate each and every one of y'all for being here tonight. Y'all could be anywhere else right now, but y'all are right here, tuned in with Realm Renegade, and this is Truth or Tuesdays. You know, we do this every Tuesday. Sometimes we do this at 9:11 p.m. Eastern Time, 9:33 p.m. Eastern Time, 10:33 p.m. Eastern Time. Sometimes I switch it up, because sometimes I like to throw the algorithm off a little bit, you know? So, I want to thank y'all for being here. I need to be doing a live this week. I've got to do it. Me and KB will be doing a live, for sure. I've been extremely busy lately, so me and KB haven't been able to make it happen. So I definitely want to make this happen with KB, maybe, you know, tomorrow or the next day, for sure. So we'll get that on and popping. I know that y'all enjoy KB, and KB's out here on these front lines, always been delivering y'all information to help unlock the mind lock, and she's a great resource because she questions everything, you feel me? And she's a researcher in the game. She's devoted her time, her life, sacrifice to be researching and giving y'all this information. So, you know, respects to KB, and I'll be going on with her. Hopefully I can get my schedule all good, and maybe we could do tomorrow. So I know she'd be down for that. I think KB is actually in the room as well. So KB, if you're in here, what's up? Much respect to you. And now, other than that, like I said, we're running low on time. I see questions in here, but I'm not gonna have time to answer those questions. So I just want to, you know, reiterate the fact that, you know, I appreciate each and every one of y'all for being up in here. I really do, and I want to let y'all know from my heart. I appreciate y'all, you know, joining in with that Ujjayi breath with me. You know, that's something that's very important to do, so continue to do that. This hour went by very quickly. I feel like time's speeding up. You know, I dropped a few keys for y'all. I'm sure that maybe y'all want me to go in tonight. Y'all want me to do one more? Hey, check this real quick. If y'all want me to do one more live, go ahead and throw one there in the chat. As a matter of fact, if there's enough ones here in the chat, and if KB's down, maybe we just throw a KB Realm Renegade live right now. If she's down, and we'll just do one more hour. So if y'all want that, you know, go ahead and throw one there in the chat. See where y'all at. Now, I'm not trying to, you know, if KB's not down, she's not down, you know, and there's impromptu, so. I'm not calling her out or nothing like that. I'm just saying, you know, if that's something that y'all want to see, you know, we didn't promote for it or anything like that, but We can drop that down on y'all. See, KB says she's down, yo. So. KB says she's down. Alright, so check this. This is what we're gonna do. We will, when this one ends, I want y'all to do me a favor. Because I'm not going to put no hashtags on this or anything like that. I'm just gonna try to post it. Just try to at least get it in there. So if y'all can do me a favor, because it's gonna take a few minutes to get the next live up. So if y'all do me a favor, once this posts, which we'll post in like a minute after we end, just go on there, like it. Throw some green hearts and swords in the comments. I mean it. Because what that does is it moves, it changes the algorithm a little bit when there's more action going on the video that would be posted. You feel me? There's more action on it quickly. What that does is it helps move it and make it more relevant. At the end of the day, we want to get some of this information out. We want to get the truth community, the real truth community. We want to start moving in our space. You feel me? This truth community is our space, and it's being flooded by that left-right paradigm. And we need to move through that, you know, in the middle of that. And in order to do so, we need to have some action going on with that. So if y'all do me that favor, you know what I'm saying? Just go, I like it, green hearts and swords, or whatever you want to say. If you got some keys on it, throw some keys at it. That's cool too. So what I'm going to do then, like I said, anybody who does not come back in, I appreciate you for being here. I'm going to go ahead and end this one. I'm going to get that video posted. Give it about 5 minutes for us to get the next one up. I'd like to see each and every one of you back here. If you come back, that's great. If not, I hope you have a good night. Other than that, much love. You know, love and life to the tribe. I'm out.
Heavily flawed individual.
Cindy Ashby Productions.
On the wake up.